From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Secretary of State weighs in on New York terror. Authorities in New York have started questioning the driver of a rented pickup truck who mowed down people on a busy bike path Tuesday, attempting to learn his motive for the deadliest terrorist incident in the city since September the 11th of 2001. Officials linked the suspect, Saifulo Saipov, a 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who came to the United States in 2010, to social media accounts that contain Islamic State-related material. Now, ISIS has not officially claimed responsibility. At least 8 people were killed, 11 others injured in the attack. Among those killed were 5 Argentine nationals who were in New York to celebrate their 30th anniversary from high school, as well as a Belgian. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson this morning was hosting the foreign minister from Belgium, Didier Reynders, when he made a statement on the terrorist act.
Once again, we've seen the evil face of terror in our own borders, but this is a face that knows no borders, and certainly Belgium, Europe, and other countries have had to deal with this evil that confronts us from time to time.
Saipov is married, and apparently he and his wife just had their third child. Reuters news agency says the United States is pursuing diplomacy behind the scenes with North Korea, despite the ongoing war of words between President Donald Trump and Pyongyang. In an exclusive story published today, Reuters says it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. special envoy to North Korea, has been speaking with diplomats stationed at the North's United Nations mission, utilizing what is known in the diplomatic trade as the New York Channel. This is VOA News. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga on Tuesday urged his supporters to take part in peaceful resistance following the country's presidential election rerun that he boycotted.
The resistance movement shall be responsible for implementing a vigorous, positive political action program that includes economic boycotts, peaceful processions, picketing, and other legitimate forms of protest.
President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner of last week's election, which was held after the Supreme Court annulled the August 8th election. At least 2 officials at the ousted regional Catalonian government in Spain have reportedly returned to the country from Belgium, where the former president, Carles Puigdemont, still resides after Madrid imposed direct rule following their independence declaration. Spain's high court has summoned them for a hearing Thursday. At a Brussels news conference, Puigdemont said he was not running from justice.
I'm not here in order to demand asylum, political asylum. This is not a Belgian question. I'm here in Brussels as a capital of Europe. This is not a matter of the question of the Belgian politics. It has no relationship. I'm here in order to act with freedom and safety and surety.
Spanish prosecutors announced plans this week to seek sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement charges against Puigdemont and his colleagues. A suicide bomber struck the heavily fortified diplomatic quarter in the Afghan capital of Kabul yesterday, killing at least 5 people and wounding many more. Attorneys for Twitter, Facebook, and Google on Tuesday told U.S. lawmakers that Russian entities used their platforms to sow discord and disinformation during the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign, but downplayed the magnitude of those efforts. Facebook General Counsel Colin Stretch said that the foreign actors used fake accounts to place ads in Facebook and Instagram that reached millions of Americans over a 2-year period.
We saw this concerted effort to sow division and discord.
United States Senator from the Midwestern state of Minnesota, Al Franken.
American political ads and Russian money, rubles. How could you not connect those 2 dots?
Twitter has taken action against these suspected Russian trolls, suspending 2,752 accounts and implementing new dedicated teams to what they say will enhance the quality of the information. In the meantime, Facebook said it would hire more people to vet and, when necessary, remove content and verify and publish the identities of election advertisers. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.